than Florida. All right, that's our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've been Jack Wynn. You've been listening to Winning Time on WMUC FM radio here in College Park on 90.5. I've had a great time today. I'm already looking forward to the next episode.
So,
good?
Yes.
Okay. So, hello?
Use the headphones. Do you see the headphones?
No.
There is one here.
Okay.
So try to put it here. Try to connect it here.
Uh-huh.
Might work, might not work, or you know what? Yeah, so we only have two. So, here, why don't give that one to Ryan?
Mm-hmm.
You can use
that okay,
one. Be careful or yeah. Not.
So,
welcome to Employees Must Wash Hands. And today I'll be taking over the show because I have two special guests. So, Jay, if you're listening to this, I hope you like the show. What are the names of the special guests for today?
Hi everybody, I'm Ryan Patrick
Murray. Here, let me go again.
Go ahead.
Hi everybody, I'm Ryan Patrick Murray.
My name is Liana Flowers.
So you heard them. This is your first time here, right?
Yes.
Yep, first time.
So I want to know more about you, like why did you decide to join me today?
Well, I am a brand new brother of Phi Sigma Pi, which is an awesome fraternity here on campus. And Sebastian had reached out to the brothers and said if anyone wanted to come on, they were more than welcome to. And I've never done anything like this. I don't know if you have, Brian, but this is just a really cool opportunity, and I just thought it would be cool to come on, spend some time with Sebastian, spend some time with Ryan, and yeah, this is awesome. This is really cool.
I'm not sure if mine would be so exact, but essentially the same thing. I'm part of the same fraternity. It's been great so far, and I just wanted the opportunity to just get my voice out there. I always heard of podcasts, so I was like, oh, I should maybe get on a podcast. I'm curious to see what the experience is like, so. Yep, that's pretty much it for me.
Nice.
So you heard them. They have really nice reasons. And I'm glad they're here sharing this, passion with them. So yeah, I am very, very happy to be here. And so why don't you tell us, like, how is your experience in college so far? Because, what year are you two, and how is it going so far?
I'm a junior, so for me personally, my experience at UMD, I would say it's been complicated. freshman year, I struggled a bit, because I'm from a small suburb in Baltimore, so for me, I definitely struggle with the huge population of UMD, and not only that, where I went to high school, it was very small. It was only 57 of us graduating, I want to say, and that might be pushing it. So I had a very hard time socially at UMD, and especially also being I'm a person on the autistic spectrum. It was very difficult my first year, and similarly my sophomore year. I was very much concerned with just grades and academics my first year. So when I had failed a class too, so that kind of took me out of it. And continuing from that, I had joined the martial arts club. I had done that, I want to say freshman year and sophomore year. I had done that, and it was really interesting because it got me out of my dorm, and it was something I always wanted to do, is I'd always wanted to learn a martial art. So it was that, but even then, that really still wasn't a whole lot for me. But I think this year has changed because I've joined a fraternity that I like. I've met some cool people in the fraternity, and there's that. And also, I'm just, new opportunities. I finally have, I'm finally hopefully going to be starting an internship, so that's very different. But it's always nice to go home. UMD is a place where it can definitely be huge and overbearing, and that's probably the biggest thing with me. But also, I think that if you work hard enough, you can find your own community. So it's a bit complicated. I think there are truths in all statements. There's definitely truth in saying that it's very difficult to navigate socially and that it can be hard. There's definitely truth in that. There's also truth in saying that you can make it a small community. So I think it has both parts equal that are good and bad. So that's what I want to say.
Wow, that was really well spoken.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm a sophomore, and I've had, I guess, a little bit of a similar story so far. I mean, I also grew up in a really small town in New York. My graduating class was definitely a little bit bigger than Ryan's. I graduated with about 200 people, but that's small from where I am. And I guess the adjustment period from graduating high school to my freshman year was a lot longer than I was anticipating. Going from 200 to about 40,000 is a jump. It definitely took some time to get used to it. You meet the right people, you put yourself out there. I mean, that's why joined Phi Sigma Pi. And other than that, it's been a great experience. I've met some really awesome people. I've made a home away from home, which is really, really cool. I didn't think I would be able to do that, but it's really cool that I've had that opportunity here.
So thank you for sharing your experiences, and you are still very young. There is still a lot to explore while you're in college. Enjoy that time, because once you are out of it, life is different. It's not as flexible as before. So keep in mind that, and I'm glad that you are having like a nice community, like creating something, even if you are away from home or if you are adapting to new stuff. There is always a place, and well, that Phi Sigma Pi place sounds very, very nice. I hope you have a nice mentor.
You have awesome mentors.
I'm very sure they'll do their best to help you out and support you. So now that you introduce yourselves for a bit, I want to start with a song. And why don't, after that song, each one of you pick a song from the playlist that you carefully curated.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, sounds awesome.
Okay, so I am in the, I want spring to come. Now I'm tired of cold stuff and this weather with, I don't know if I should say this, but has like personality problems. One day is summer and the other one is snowing. It's terrible. So let's start with this song, Blooming by Bronzewell. So I hope you like it. I hope you enjoy it. And I'll be back.
Watch me drift away in the evening. through. Isn't it lovely? We're in blue. Isn't it quiet next to you? Fall asleep and not make a sound. Afraid if we made noise we'd be found. But isn't it lovely?
Yeah, so that was Bronze Whale with Bloomin'. So I hope you liked that song. And so let's get into your picks. So which one wants to go first?
You can go over here.
All right, I'll go first. So this is a song I really like. It's called Love Fool by The Cardigans. Is this good? Can you hear me now? it's a song I really like. I've listened to it for a long time. It's called Love Fool by The Cardigans.
Okay, so let me see. Is it on the...
Yeah.
Let me see.
There it is.
Love Fool by The Cardigans.
Yep.
Okay, let's go with that one.
Dear, I fear we're facing a problem.
So that was Liana's suggestion for this show. Really good. It's really nostalgic for me. I used to listen to that in the radio when I was like 10. So Liana, why don't you tell us why did you decide to go with that song?
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like I'm kind of a upbeat person, and I kind of listen to stuff like that in general. I also like kind of have an ear for older songs. I don't necessarily need to listen to like the brand new stuff, and that just came on the other day. I had Shuffle on, and it was awesome. I was like, you know what? Yeah, like let's go. Why not?
So I just want to say it's not an old song. I am old.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, I'm just teasing. Don't worry about that. So a really good recommendation. It's very nostalgic for me. So far we started with the right foot. So really good music taste. So Ryan, I know you're not going to let me down. So
yeah, so you got what a good is your song. Pick?
House of the Rising Sun by the Animals.
Okay, so let's go with House of the Rising Sun by the Animals.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, so
So that was Ryan's recommendation. He didn't let me down. So. And also, Jay, if you're listening to me, So that was Ryan's recommendation. House of the Rising Sun by The Animals. Really good song. I think it's very fitting for employees must wash hands. And yeah, if you are listening to this, well, you should be proud. This is a song that honors this show. So up next, we have Liana's recommendation. But before that, I want to ask Ryan, why did he choose that song?
Alright, well, first, Sebastian, that's so awesome that this fit, because when I first picked it, I was like, oh man, no one's going to have any idea what this old man song is, but but it's awesome, and I picked it because I don't know much about the band, but part of me loves songs that tell stories that aren't super complicated, and I thought this tells a really great story about gambling in the South, and addiction, and just being of working class, even though I'm from a more privileged background. I'm attracted to stories about the working class. I love the old Midwest and Southern culture. I'm really attracted to stories about then. I promise this relates directly back to it, but when I was in high school, I had to read Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. I love those kind of stories. Like it's just stories about like the struggling working class in America. And I'm also a really big fan of guitar and instrumental music. And just that combined with this, I just have a personal place for this song. So yeah, I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, you answered the question perfectly, and you don't have to say if that answers the question. I'm not your TA anymore.
So. All right.
So I understand what you're saying, and I really liked it. Like that kind of vibe of this song. I don't know how to describe it, but I have a question for you. Do you like storytelling?
Yes, I love storytelling, yes.
So maybe you didn't know about this, but I am a published writer.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know that either.
That's incredible. I didn't know that. I love filmmaking and storytelling, so you should do go on.
So, if you want to know more about the storytelling, well, look no further.
Yeah, I'm where I'm supposed to be, I guess. So, yeah, that sounds awesome.
So, thank you for sharing that, Ryan. And, Liana, what is your next song?
My next song is Old Time Rock and Roll.
So, let's go with Old Time Rock and Roll by Bob Seger.
Oh,
So that was AC/DC with Dirty Deeds Done Cheap. And yeah, so that the last two songs were Liana's recommendations. So do you want to say something about them? Like, why did you choose them? Like, do they have a meaning to you? Or, you know, you can say even they're just cool, something like that.
I mean, they are pretty cool. I guess my biggest reason for picking them, I mean, a lot of my music taste is influenced by my dad. He used to drive me a lot when I was younger, and he kind of got sick of my music after a while, which I don't blame him. So I let him choose a bunch of music from then on, and he started introducing me to these really awesome songs that I never would have listened to if I hadn't, you know, been driving with my dad. So yeah, these kind of just remind me of him a lot.
So yeah, I mean, that's always influenced our music taste.
Yeah.
In my case, my father, he used to listen a lot to Alan Parsons Project, mm-hmm. and also Earth, Wind and Fire, so
nice.
I like both of those bands.
Do you like disco?
I like disco. Some people say it's death, but maybe in this show, it's not, so. So, yeah. And thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And Ryan, I know that I owe you two songs. So what is the first song you want to play?
The first song I wanted to play was California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas.
Okay, so let's go with a California classic with California Dreamin'. So that's a great pick, Ryan. And Jay, if you're listening to this, you should be proud of these two guests that I have. They're keeping the 70s and 60s alive, so... So, yeah, I'm glad they are here. And so I owe you another song, Ryan. So what is this song?
So I'm going to do a little bit more of the modern day, but I still think it's a good continuation of the vibe we've been having from the past. Cracker Island by the Gorillaz featuring Thundercat.
Okay, let's go with Cracker Island by none other than the Gorillaz.
On Cracker Island it was born, to the collective of the dawn. They were planting seeds at night, to grow a made up paradise, where the truth was auto-tuned. And it's sadness I consumed, into my form as every day. Themselves to be a cult. They didn't know its many strategies. They taught themselves to be a cult. They didn't know its many strategies.
That was Cracker Island by Gorillaz. Yeah, I was telling Liana and Ryan that I can't believe it's been 4 years since I went to their concert. Time flies. I thought that Cracker Island was an album from 2024. No, it's from 2022.
Yeah.
So it's crazy, but I'm going to Gorillaz concert this summer, so that's nice. And if any of you want to join, you're welcome. I'm going with some graduate friends, but they're nice people. We're nice people, right?
I don't know about me, but maybe the rest of you.
Yes.
So So what is the, so we had Cracker Island, and what is the other song that you want to play, right?
I already played a song.
That was the second song.
Oh, that was the second song.
Yeah.
So, time flies.
Yeah.
Time flies. Yeah.
So, Liana, let's get into your song.
Okay. I guess my next pick will be Hotel California, you know, representing California for you, Sebastian.
Yes, I really appreciate that. Sometimes I miss that. A friend just came from California. He brought his cats from his house in California. And I asked him to eat some In-N-Out and send me a picture for that. Like, he didn't send me a picture, but at least he told me he ate the burger. So that's all that matters to me. So let's go into Hotel California.
I had to find the passage back to the place I was.
So yeah, that was the Eagles with Hotel California. And up next we have Ryan's pick. So what is your pick?
My pick for now is The Highwayman by The Highwayman.
So pretty much self-explanatory, so.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive. I was a sailor, I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, 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 around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again, or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain, and I'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again.
So yeah, that was Ryan's song, a really good song. So far both of you have had like really good picks. And just before I play the PSA, Liana, what is the song that you want to play?
I think my next pick is going to be Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears.
Okay, so let's go with that song. But before that, you know, we have to play a PSA. And I think there is one important one, because the Graduate Labor Union was doing some activities today trying to pass a letter to President Pines, but it didn't happen. So my way to help them out is to play a PSA.
Yeah, go for it, yeah. I like the idea. By the way, yeah, that's a really good pick.
You like that song?
Yeah, it's a classic. Yeah.
I love that song.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
So that was the PSA for today, and why don't we finish with one last song? And can any of you tell me, or both of you tell me, what is the last song?
Well, I changed my mind. So we're going to listen to Vienna by Billy Joel.
So let's go with Vienna by Billy Joel. Let's get it started with that thing.
Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. So many hours in a day. Hey, so many hours in a day. Hey, so many hours in a day. Hey, 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 but you know that way, 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 but you know that way. That you can get what you want, or you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You can get what you want, or you can just get old. You can get what you want, or you can just get old. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You can just get old. You can get what you want, or you can just get old. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You can just get old. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You can just get old. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You're gonna kick off. You can just get old. You can just get old. You can